Number 23, Exercise 53. Listen to the first part of the text. Tigger comes to the forest and has breakfast, and try to read it in the same manner.
Tigger comes to the forest and has breakfast. After A.A. Milne.
Hello, Eeyore, said Pooh. This is Tigger.
What is Tigger? Said Eeyore.
This, explained Pooh and Piglet together, and Tigger smiled the happiest smile and said nothing.
He's just come, explained Piglet.
Eeyore thought for a long time and then said, when is he going?
Pooh explained to Eeyore that Tigger was a great friend of Christopher Robin. And Piglet explained to Tigger that he mustn't mind what Eeyore said because he was always gloomy. And Eeyore explained to Piglet that, on the contrary, he was feeling particularly cheerful this morning. And Tigger explained to anybody who was listening that he hadn't had any breakfast yet.
Tiggers always eat thistles, said Pooh. So that was why we came to see you, Eeyore.
Don't mention it, Pooh.
Oh, Eeyore, I didn't mean that I didn't want to see you.
Quite, quite.
But your new stripy friend, naturally he wants his breakfast.
What did you say his name was?
Tigger.
Then come this way, Tigger.
Eeyore led the way to the most thistly-looking patch of thistles that ever was, and waved a hoof at it.
A little patch I was keeping for my birthday, he said. But after all, what are birthdays? Here today and gone tomorrow. Help yourself, Tigger.
Tigger thanked him, and looked a little anxiously at Pooh.
Are these really thistles? He whispered.
Yes, said Pooh.
What Tiggers like best?
That's right, said Pooh.
I see, said Tigger.
So he took a large mouthful.
Oh, said Tigger.
He sat down and he put his paw in his mouth.
What's the matter? Asked Pooh.
Hot, mumbled Tigger.
Your friend, murmured Eeyore, appears to have bitten on a bee.
Pooh's friend stopped shaking his head and explained that Tiggers didn't like thistles.
Then why spoil a perfectly good one? Asked Eeyore.
But you said, began Pooh, you said that Tiggers liked everything except honey and acorns.
And thistles, said Tigger, who was now running round in circles, with his tongue hanging out.
Pooh looked at him sadly.
What are we going to do? He asked Piglet.
Piglet knew the answer to that, and he said at once that they must go and see Christopher Robin.
You'll find him with Kanga, said Eeyore.
He came close to Pooh and said in a loud whisper,
Could you ask your friend to do his exercises somewhere else?
I shall be having lunch soon, and don't want it bounced on just before I begin.
Fussy of me, but we all have our little ways.
Pooh nodded solemnly and called to Tigger.
Come along and we'll go and see Kanga. She's sure to have lots of breakfast for you.
Tigger finished his last circle and came up to Pooh and Piglet.
Hot, he explained, with a large and friendly smile. Come on,
and he rushed off. Pooh and Piglet walked slowly after him. As they walked, Piglet said nothing because he couldn't think of anything. And Pooh said nothing because he was thinking of a poem. Tigger had been bouncing in front of them all this time, turning round every now and then to ask, "Is this the way?"